Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Many of the leading threats to women's health can be prevented. To talk about lifestyle changes that can have a positive impact upon women's health is Dr. Andrea Loffley. She's an assistant professor of medicine, and she's an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loffley, what are some of the more significant medical conditions that affect women which can be prevented or at least managed with some lifestyle changes?
Yes, in most instances, we can prevent type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and stroke quite effectively with the appropriate lifestyle interventions.
And what are those lifestyle interventions? What do we really need to do in real life?
So I'll start with diet. When we talk about diet, there is a heavy emphasis right now on picking a diet, and I encourage people to really pick a lifestyle. So in general, you want to avoid excessive salt exposure. You really don't want to oversalt your foods. That's going to increase the blood pressure. That's not going to make your heart very happy. Other things are looking at the fats that are in what you eat. So avoiding saturated and trans fats and moving more towards unsaturated fats and adding in omega-3 fatty acids in the diet. Those things are important. Excessive calorie intake, I would advise against. So even a very good thing, I'll use fruit as an example. When we consume fruit in excessive amounts, particularly in our patients that may have diabetes, we're going to raise the blood sugars because the fruits do contain a pretty good amount of natural sugar. So everything in moderation, and then lots of appropriate fluid intake. But we really want to avoid the sugary beverages and lean more towards water.
And then healthy protein and also lots of veggies.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so ideally, with every meal, you should have the appropriate balance of starch, protein, and vegetables. And vegetables should make up at least half of our plates.
What about exercise? How does that truly merge into this idea of preventing some of these chronic diseases?
Many studies have shown the beneficial effects that exercise can have on blood flow, number one, stress reduction is second, and then thirdly, just the overall strengthening of the heart. Fourth, and very important, is also the effects it has on the brain. And so we feel better when we exercise. And the thing about exercise is everyone must choose the form of exercise that's best tolerated for them, and it's very important to choose something that you enjoy doing. In fact, if someone has arthritis, osteoarthritis, I'll use that as an example, in the knees, water aerobics or swimming may be a great example for someone that has joint disease.
What other lifestyle choices are important in terms of good health?
So avoiding excessive caffeine intake, that's important. We certainly want to avoid excessive alcohol intake. And then lastly, but very important, we want to avoid tobacco exposure. So many cancers and many diseases are caused by exposure to tobacco and tobacco-related products. So avoiding tobacco exposure and quitting smoking, if you are smoking, is one of the best things you can do for your health.
Dr. Loffley, thanks for providing information about lifestyle changes to prevent and manage chronic health problems.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.